So when Marie Hayes got the call from the new tenants of her granddad's house, she had no idea what they'd found. It turns out it was her granddad's long-lost gold medals buried for over 60 years and now unearthed to reveal a remarkable piece of Wexford sporting history. Morning to you, Marie.
Good morning, Alan.
When you first heard the tenants had found something, what went through your mind? Did you expect it to be your granddad's medals? Because you were telling me off air, your dad was looking for them.
Yeah, dad had looked for them all his life and he'd always talked about the medals and told our neighbours about them. I suppose when I got the call first, just for a second it went through my head, maybe it could be the medals, but I was more concerned if they'd found a dead body or something because it was a little bit cloak and dagger.
Yeah. Yeah. So, look, talk to me a little bit about your granddad, who he was.
Jack Murphy, he was born in Ballymurn. He lived in Ballymurn all his life. He was born in 1883. He worked locally. His father was a gardener in Ballinkeel, so that's where he got his nickname, Jack the Gardener.
Yeah.
His mother died when he was quite young, and I think that affected the whole family. His youngest brother
died in World War One.
Yeah, yeah. He enlisted in 1915 in Enniscorthy, and he died in 1918 in July in Perron as a German prisoner of war.
I found out a grand uncle of mine was gassed over there on the Somme.
Wow.
Lost an eye. When you dig deep into your history,
I know.
You find out about these things.
And the thing with Nicholas was he was forgotten for a lot of time. He wasn't talked about because of the stigma of being in World War One.
When they came back, they were pilloried, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Your granddad worked locally for farmers, is that right?
He did. He worked locally for farmers and eventually he got a job on the county council where he became a ganger.
Yeah.
And he actually worked on the county council until his mid-70s. Hmm. He cycled from Ballymurn every day to the Ballock to work.
Did he?
In all weathers, yeah.
Rain, hail or snow,
he was on the bike. Snow, yeah.
He was small in stature, big in heart. That's the way you describe him,
isn't
it?
Yes, yeah, he was a very small man. He was only maybe about 5'2", but always a very tough man.
Yeah.
He was a tough father to my father and his brothers. I suppose he was of that generation when they didn't have much and they were reared hard.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
These medals then became a source of... I'd say your dad was scouring heaven to try and find the medals. Just remind us how they were found.
Yeah, Jason Foley is the new owner of the house. My dad died 4 years ago, so the house was sold. And I actually mentioned it to Jason at the time when he was renovating, if he ever found the medals. But genuinely, Alan, in my heart, I never thought. I didn't even think they existed.
Yeah.
And when they rang me then, and I went up, I couldn't believe it. His dad, Sean, actually handed me the first 5 medals, put them into my hand. It was an emotional moment.
Yeah. And the medals themselves, now I'm thinking instinctively of two people, Ed Rosen.
Yes,
Ed happens to be listening.
Thanks to Ed, he's given me great help.
And Tony Dempsey, both of these. And Ed has already seen them, has he?
Yeah, he's just seen photographs of them.
Yeah.
I've sent him individual photographs of all the medals.
But I'm also thinking that there are diehard fans of GAA out there and we're going to pop them up on social media to see can we get them identified.
Yes,
for
I'd love
you
it.
Have managed to identify like the one that really, there's two from 1910.
Yes, there's a 1910 Leinster final medal. That's that one there with the harp on it.
And that really has stood the test of time, hasn't it?
That's absolutely perfect. That's as good as the day it was handed to him. I suppose it's the metal. Today's metals wouldn't last as long.
So you know that one is most definitely a Leinster final medal.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah. And there's another 1910 medal that I found, which is probably the one that's in the worst condition. And I believe that that might be a senior hurling championship that was won by Ballymurn in 1910.
Okay.
It's a silver and it has a gold harp on it and two crossed hearts. Beautiful medal as well.
Sadly, because he was a substitute in the All-Ireland final, he didn't get to get a medal.
Well, that's what we believe, that the subs weren't given medals. There were 4
And
subs.
He was a goalie, a goalkeeper.
No, he always played in backs.
In the backs?
Yes.
Why do you think he was a goalkeeper?
I don't know.
That's my own fault. Yeah.
No, you're all right.
He was in the cornerback, was it?
Fullback line.
Playing for what club at the time?
He would have played for Ballymurn. Yeah. I have found mention of him in newspapers playing for Screen.
Yeah.
And he played for Castlebridge.
Right, and it wasn't the Shelmaliers in those days.
No, I think it was just Castlebridge, I think, that won in 1910.
You have wonderful photographs of him as well.
Yeah.
And there's one in a suit and he has a pocket chain kind of watch and he's... What's that? Yeah,
yeah, that is actually the watch chain with the medals on it. Yeah. That's how we knew that they did exist. And if you enlarge it and count it, there are 8 on it, which we found, 8 yeah. medals.
It's something that we really need to analyse and research a bit more, going back to that particular period.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously hurling was his love.
Oh, sport in general. He played football and he was a great handballer as well. Yeah. He played handball all the time down in Castlebridge.
Yeah. And the name is Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy. I wonder if there are other Gaelic Games historians out there who are listening to this and can help us. Do you think the medals carry a deeper meaning beyond sport?
I think they do. I think the fact that he buried them in the 60s says how important the medals were to him.
He buried them.
He
yeah.
buried them. I've been talking to somebody who told me that during the Troubles, men who had medals were advised to bury them in case the Black and Tans got into their houses. Because obviously it was the only thing they had of value.
They would have connected.
And they would have taken them.
They would
them
have
on
connected
them.
Playing na- or
yes,
national games
yes,
with
exactly.
The quest for freedom.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And they would have been confiscated or taken. So perhaps he buried them in the 1920s.
Well, I'd say, listen to what you've described him as. If he had a hurl in his hand, he'd just knock the head off the Black and Tans.
No doubt.
And we'd
no
have all
doubt.
Been behind him helping
no
him
doubt,
as well.
No yeah. doubt, no yeah. doubt. He was a fierce Republican.
How do you think this has affected your kind of the identity or connection to Ballymurrin and Wexford history?
I think it just shows, you know, how deeply rooted in a place that we are.
Yeah.
You know, you go about your day-to-day life and you don't think of it, but your roots run really, really deep. I suppose we could say in Ballymurrin that we're blow-ins because we're only fourth generation. My great-grandfather came to work in Mars in Ballinkeel as a gardener and he came from Screen. But it just show how involved my grandfather was in the community as well, because he was involved in every aspect of
yes.
it.
He was. Look, it's a fantastic story and I think it's only beginning.
Yes.
Because I know the Gaelic Games enthusiasts in this county, and you're looking at one, will want to find out more about these. Is there anything else you want to add about the medals? Is there anything else you'd like us to try and help find out for you?
I would really like to find out as much as I can about them, I suppose, at the end of the day. And just to say, I'm delighted to even have the history that I have already.
And to have the photographs.
Yeah, yeah. Ed Rosam sent me a photo the other night of him playing football in 1906 that yeah. I didn't even know existed. So it's wonderful to have them.
Listen, we keep you up to date. I'll forward this on to Liam Spratt. Maybe he'll pop it out on the Sports Hours
okay.
over the weekend as
lovely,
well,
Ellen.
Because I'm sure that will also, from our sports listeners, we'll get reaction.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll get to the bottom of that 1910 medal
yes,
that
yes.
we can't identify at the
yes,
moment.
Yes.
I know somebody out there will do it.
Hope so.
Thanks for joining me, Marie.
Okay, thank
Marie
you,
Hayes.
Ellen.
What a story.